All right. Sunday the 29th of January 2022, and the Tory Party fun and games is happening again. I wasn't going to do any kind of podcasting or radio. I was trying to take a couple of days off, but Nadeem Zahawi has been sacked this morning, so probably time to do a podcast at least. I've got some Sky News footage coverage that I want to play. I don't really need to comment on it because he's basically screwing the taxpayer by not paying £3.7 million on some on £27 million worth of income that went via Gibraltar. And a company owned by his father. So the tax office have accepted that it was an accident. Clearly, it's not an accident, but legally, it's an accident. And he's paid the money now because he got caught. If he hadn't got caught, he wouldn't have paid the money. But here's the. The Sky News coverage that I was just been watching, so let's do that. All right, I'm gonna have to find this again now. On.
On the breaking news that we have had in the last few minutes, the Prime Minister has sacked Nadeem Zahawi as party chairman. This is after a report by his ethics advisor into Nadeem Zahawi's tax affairs. He says in the letter, following new information which came to light in recent days regarding your personal financial arrangements and declarations, I asked Sir Laurie Magnus, the independent advisor on ministers' interests, to fully investigate this matter. You agreed. And then he says, following the completion of the investigation, it is clear that there has been a serious breach of the ministerial code. As a result, I have informed you of my decision to remove you from your position in His Majesty's government. Well, let's get some analysis on this story, shall we? We can talk now to our deputy political editor, Sam Coates, who's with us this morning. Sam, do you think there's a sense of inevitability to this?
There was, Sophie, but it has taken 8 days since Nadeem Zahawi issued a statement defending himself, a 7-day investigation in order to come to the conclusion that Rishi Sunak has made this morning that Nadeem Zahawi is out of his government. Now, it's extraordinary, really, that just a year ago or so, Nadeem Zahawi was contemplating trying to become prime minister of this country. Yet, what had already happened with his tax affairs ended up essentially sowing the seeds for his dismissal. For it's a blunt dismissal. It doesn't look like there was an opportunity given to Nadeem Zahawi to resign. His dismissal from government. Now he is out. One time quite popular minister, he was been campaigning for his job over the last 7 days or so. He was in Chequers with the Prime Minister just a few days ago. He's been leaning on colleagues to back him. His aides have been making the case to keep him in government. But no, this morning Rishi Sunak makes clear he has decided that Nadeem Zahawi is out, and out in a pretty brutal fashion. But we've got more information for you, Sophie, because we know why in quite a lot of detail. Because in addition to the letter that Downing Street has released from the Prime Minister to Nadeem Zahawi dismissing him, we also have the letter. It's a 4-page letter from Sir Laurie. Rory Magnus to the Prime Minister, outlining why Nadeem Zaharwy couldn't remain in government. And I have to say, Sophie, it's one of the most detailed and unsparing assessments that I can remember from an independent ministerial advisor on ethics about a serving cabinet minister, and makes absolutely clear in pitiless detail why Nadeem Zaharwy could not stay in his job. I've got the letter in front of me. Let me just run you through some of the key points that it makes. Essentially, the conclusion that the independent ministerial advisor has got to is that all the period through 2021 and 2022, when HMRC was investigating, Nadeem Zaharwy's case is that he didn't realise that he was the subject of a formal investigation and therefore didn't tell any of the relevant people that he should have done, like permanent secretaries in the education department, the permanent secretary when he became chancellor, which oversees HMRC. Nadeem Zaharwy didn't admit to them that he was under investigation by HMRC, Laurie Magnus has found, and he claims, Nadeem Zaharwy claims, that that's because whilst he was aware of a few inquiries, he didn't think that that amounted to be in under investigation. And basically, Laurie Magnus just says that's nonsense. He says that impression that he, ministers are expected to understand what that means, and I consider, this is Laurie Magnus writing, I consider that an HMRC investigation of the nature faced by Mr. Zaharwy would be a relevant matter for a minister to discuss and declare as part of their declaration of interest. And it's the kind of thing that you should speak to your permanent secretary, the most senior civil servant in your department, about. And it's that failure to tell the education permanent secretary and the permanent secretary to the Treasury. Basically, he is fairly unimpressed with Nadeem Zaharwy suggesting that he didn't think that he was personally under investigation. He goes on to criticise the public statements of Nadeem Zaharwy. Nadeem Zaharwy saying in public that it is people have falsely claimed that the Serious Fraud Office, the National Crime Agency, and HMRC are looking into me. Let me be clear, I am not aware of this. I haven't been not told of this. Now, Nadeem Zaharwy told Laurie Magnus that he made that statement because he was under the impression that he was answering HMRC's queries but was not under investigation. But Laurie Magnus said that he considers an individual subject to the HMRC process faced by Mr. Zaharwy should have understood that he was under investigation by HMRC and that this was a serious matter. Incredible. Mr. Zaharwy's case for the defence was that even though HMRC are asking me questions, I didn't realise that that amounted to an investigation. And Laurie Magnus, the investment banker who's been appointed Rishi Sunak's independent ethics advisor, just went, well, I don't believe that in the slightest. Clearly, you should have known that that amounted to an investigation. And you should not have made those public statements. You should not have failed to declare it to the permanent secretaries in your department. And that's why I think that credibility gap that I think Laurie Magnus feels that he's found between Nadeem Zaharwy's public statement, his statements inside government, and what was really going on, because Laurie Magnus has been able to talk to HMRC about the long-running investigation. He doesn't say how big the payment was that Nadeem Zaharwy had to pay back to HMRC. He doesn't say, indeed, whether there was a penalty, although we believe that there was, as HMRC say that they, as HMRC found what Nadeem Zaharwy characterises as carelessness, but there was a penalty to pay for that. So he doesn't go into the private tax affairs of this, but Laurie Magnus does basically say, because you made those statements internally in government and to the public, which I don't think really match with the facts, you've got to go. Now, so there's a really big and important political point here, because a lot of people for the last couple of weeks have been asking, why did Rishi Sunak appoint Nadeem Zaharwy in the first place, given that there were lots of stories in the media about Nadeem Zaharwy's tax affairs? Why didn't he just ask what was going on? Now, Downing Street had been absolutely clear that there were no flags, there were no warnings from civil servants that there was a problem with Nadeem Zaharwy's tax affairs, because the matter had been settled. It was concluded before Rishi Sunak came along. But there has been this issue still persisting. Why didn't Rishi Sunak asked, basically ask more questions. Why didn't the cabinet secretary perhaps tell Rishi Sunak that there was this big, fairly recent issue that Nadeem Zahawi had had to deal with? And what this letter does, what this four-page letter from the independent ministerial advisor to Rishi Sunak does, is sort of give a different reason for sacking him, basically saying that there's things that Rishi Sunak couldn't have known that make Nadeem Zahawi's position in government all but untenable. This these public statements about how he wasn't under investigation by HMRC when he was, something that Laurie Magnus could only says he could only have found out by talking to HMRC, not something that Rishi Sunak was particularly in a position to do when he was appointing jobs in his first cabinet back in the autumn, and basically says only by doing my investigation and talking to the permanent secretaries who weren't told of this investigation while it was going on, including the permanent secretary of the Treasury then, Tom Scholar, who of course was overseeing with Nadeem Zahawi HMRC. So, I mean, it is just extraordinary. Nadeem Zahawi involved in discussions with the taxman and being Chancellor overseeing HMRC, which does these negotiations, all of that happening at the same time. But essentially what Laurie Magnus has done, as well as giving an unsparing account of why Nadeem Zahawi can't keep his job, is also, to some degree, providing cover, a shield for Rishi Sunak, exculpating the Prime Minister from not asking enough questions, saying it's only because I know these other things that were not in the public domain, that were not the subject of public disclosure, because of my essentially six-day, seven-day investigation, that we've uncovered the real reasons why you should get rid of him. So some attempt at shielding the Prime Minister from the fallout. But it's a brutal letter, the one from the independent ministerial advisor, Sophie. It just is. It concludes that my overall judgment is that Mr. Zahawi's conduct as a minister has fallen below the high standards that of Prime Minister you rightly expect from those who serve in your government. The one thing that Laurie Magnus does say is that Nadeem Zahawi fully cooperated. I think he felt he had a case to make, that he didn't know he was under full investigation. He didn't realise that these things were a problem. But as you've been hearing, Laurie Magnus dismisses out of the water the idea that Nadeem Zahawi could be going around saying he wasn't under investigation, failing to tell permanent secretaries that he had been or was under investigation, all because the questions in Nadeem Zahawi's view, as he told the ministerial advisor, didn't amount to a proper formal probe. Nonsense, basically, is what Laurie Magnus says. And that's why this morning Nadeem Zahawi is no longer part of the government, no longer Conservative Party chairman, and there's a reshuffle underway.
There you go. So that's the state of affairs in Britain's government at the moment. It's probably not the first reshuffle. Somebody else must have resigned before now, or been sacked before now, in Rishi Sunak's government. But it's all fun and games. All fun and games. So that's pretty much it. There's a couple of other clips that I could play, but that are much more about the money side of things. But I won't, because I want to keep this short. So that's it for now.